Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very pleased to announce our next guest, Gwen Risik-Renick, and we're going to talk about some very interesting topics here. Gwen is an international speaker and executive speech coach, and she coaches CEOs and presidents and their executive teams to captivate their listeners with impact and present themselves with poise and confidence. And our topic today is going to be executive presence. How do you look and sound as a leader today? So, Gwen, thanks very much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
It is my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us today, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. Tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you got started with this line of work.
Well, my background is in speech and television, and I was a co-host and a co-anchor on CBS affiliate in the Midwest. And then I moved to Denver, Boulder area with my husband. I thought that was a good choice. He was going to law school at CU. And I had a television show called PM Magazine. It was a nightly show. We aired in the evening around 6:30, Monday through Friday. And I was in the communication field. When you're in television, you're invited to speak at a number of events. And the bug really bit. And I thought, maybe there's a career here in speaking professionally. And I learned almost any topic I could get my hands on, how to deal with difficult people, conflict resolution, et cetera. And also did a workshop on how to be a better and more of an effective presenter as a leader. And did a lot of coaching one-on-one. And I would see transformations before my eyes. And I thought, this is the business for me. And 100 years later, I turned it into Risik-Renick Presentations, and that is now what I do. I work with CEOs, as you said, presidents, their sales teams, their executive suites, and I coach them on how to be better leaders and better communicators. And that is the difference between the former topics I used to talk about and what I do now. Bill, when I would talk about how to deal with difficult people, I could speak 6 hours on the topic, and I didn't really know what those listeners were going to do with it. With this particular topic in how to take someone who is wanting to be a more effective communicator or leader, get their teams to march, persuade them to go with change, how to inspire someone to go out and get the job done, as I coach them and record them, then give them techniques, we rehearse together, I record them again, that's where we see the change, and it happens right there in that session.
Very interesting, and you know, obviously it's very important, not what someone says, but how they communicate and how they deliver their message. And what quality do you find is mostly missed in the way people deliver their information these days?
I would say vocal variety. If you go back to, let's say, college, when you had a smart professor who was flat, who had no fire under him or her, how badly did you want to go to that class?
Right, I get you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't. And so I deal with these, I work with these smart people with this valuable content, and yet they're flat, and they don't have any change in the sounds of their voice. And so give me an emphasis on a word. For example, let's try it right now. If you write down the sentence, this food is delicious. Will you write that down for me? This food is delicious.
Okay.
I'm going to share with you a real simple technique to add some vocal variety in anybody's talk right now. It's simple yet powerful. What I'd like you to do is I want you to say the sentence 4 times, and I want you to pop. I want you to emphasize a different word each time you say the sentence. So, this food is delicious. this food. Let's do it together, all right? One,
okay.
Two, three.
This food is delicious. This food okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
This food is delicious. This food is delicious. And this food is delicious.
Notice one simple technique, four different ways to say one sentence. So that is something that I would teach one of many in how to bring about vocal variety. Or they can stretch a word, or sometimes fast and hot, sometimes slow and deliberate. And the thing about it, I'll tell you the competition today that is out there for all of us, and that is advanced technology. Think about it. We've probably all seen that YouTube video of this little girl, 17 months old, and she's looking at a real magazine, and she's being recorded by her dad. And she's getting frustrated looking at that magazine because as she taps the page of that magazine, that page won't turn. The father now sees how frustrated she is, so he now gives her back his tablet. She touches the tablet, and the page turns. That's advanced technology. We want it fast. We want it quick. We want razzle-dazzle. And so it's not just, it's really a balancing act, Bill. It really is, because on one end, there is the value in the content, and on the other end, we want some entertainment. Now, does that mean that that CEO, that president, his executive team has to have the amount of enthusiasm that perhaps you and I might have? No. And maybe they're even thanking God that they don't. But... We've got to have some of that. We've got to have some of the techniques to elevate the sound of their voice in their delivery, to really compete with the way our listeners are learning today. I don't know about you, Bill, but my listeners keep getting younger and younger, right? And this is how they're being raised with the advanced technology. So vocal variety is a real big technique that I find most of our leaders missing today.
Now, let me ask you a question, because it seems like everybody these days has a, when they're listening to someone, there's a clock. And when that clock hits some point, maybe it's 20 minutes, maybe it's 20 seconds. I don't know what the average is. If they have not been changed up and entertained, they lose their engagement very quickly. So how do you keep listeners engaged?
Number of ways. Vocal variety is one way, right? Change in tempo. That's also vocal variety. Popping is vocal variety. But I always tell my viewers, now I'm back into television, right? I always tell my listeners and my audiences, or when I'm talking to a client one-on-one and coaching, ride in on an elephant. And what I mean by that is open up big. Elephants are big, right? So we need jumbo size. We need to go back to that 17-month-old who wants the tablet versus a real magazine or a real book. Get it? And so as an elephant can be asking the listeners questions like show of hands, get them to interact. Give us a personal story. Take us behind the scenes of how you did it, how you made it, how you overcame an obstacle. What just happened to you the other day as you were driving down the street to drive those points home? Give us a startling statistic. Give us a shocking statement. Use props. Create some cartoons with no captions. I'm not talking about ripping out of a trade journal or a newspaper. That's copyright information. You're going to have to go through a lot of red tape to be able to use that anyway. But create your own. Tie in current events. Give us quotations. Add humor into what it is you are sharing. And I remember, and collect these things, because I call it an aha file. And in these types of collections, you are collecting things that have had some impact on you, something that you've just read, something you just heard, and we think, that's so good. I'll never forget it, but we do. We are inundated with so much data. We do. You know where I learned to collect all these aha techniques? I learned it from Charlton Heston. And I learned it, and I learned it the hard way. I remember interviewing Mr. Heston for, of course, this television show, and he's such a legend in my mind, a great actor, of course. And after the interview, and you can imagine, he gave me a beautiful interview. And after the interview, I said to him, Mr. Heston, I am such a fan of yours. I have probably seen every movie you have starred in. I saw you as Ben-Hur. I saw you as Moses. I saw you in The Planet of the Apes. But the movie that really impressed me, the movie I thought you deserved an Academy Award for, was A Man Called Horse. And there was silence. And then he came back and he said, I really enjoyed that movie too, Gwen, but that wasn't me. That was Richard Harris. Well, I came back with gushing apologies, right? And he said, no. It's stories like these I write down in my aha journal, and I share with other people on the road. Well, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm just sure that's going to happen. And I'm a pebble in this great man's mind. But 1 year later, I'm in Galveston, Texas, and a woman comes up to me. There were 200 people in the audience, and she comes up to me after the seminar, and she says, you're the one? And I said, what do you mean? Well, last night, Charlton Heston was on the Jay Leno show. And Jay Leno said to Mr. Heston, surely you've never been mistaken for anybody else. And he says, well, as a matter of fact, there was this woman reporter in Denver, Colorado, yada, 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 that was a great nugget he gave me. Now, notice what just happened. I shared the story with you. He incorporated it in the way that worked for him and shared it the way he liked to deliver it. And through that one personal story, Bill, I'm telling you how to tell a story. I'm introducing self-deprecating humor, and it supports the technique, support or develop an aha file.
Makes
That's
a lot of sense.
How we engage our audiences. That's how we keep them with us.
Wonderful, wonderful advice. And I can tell, I can see why you are so renowned for what you do. And I wanted to ask you another question, because a lot of our listeners might be called upon to give a speech, and they say people are so afraid of giving speeches, getting up in front of audiences. So what's your advice for helping people manage their fear of speaking?
There are two techniques that I talk about in a program called Speak Without Fear and Nervousness. And one of the techniques is get off of yourself. Get off of yourself. It's not about you presenting. It's about who you're presenting to. It's why are you there talking? Because I coach people, whether it's how to be better on a one-to-one during a business luncheon, one-to-several like a team group, or one-to-a-larger audience. And many people get caught up in the butterflies. What are they going to think of me? I hope I don't err. I hope my call doesn't get dropped, things like that. And what happens is it's too much about them. So I say, get off of yourself, get into your content as to why you are giving this talk. Why are you giving this talk? Is it to make a recommendation? Is it to gather ideas and explore them? Is it to inform? Is it to educate? Is it to motivate? And what kind of benefit? How are you changing their lives by the way that you are delivering and the content that you are delivering? How is it that you are making an impact on them that they will never forget, that you'll make their life easier in this portion, in this arena of their lives? And then the other thing, and everything will fall into place once you focus on the content, and it's about them, not you. And the second thing, and I just taught this in Ontario, California. I was in your neck of the woods yesterday. And I taught the group of CEOs to breathe properly, because if we don't get the oxygen into our bloodstream, it creates a chemical called noradrenaline. And noradrenaline will have our mouths go dry, or it will increase our heart rate, or it will make us sweat. It will, we'll want to consume a little sugar. And when we inhale and fill up our lungs, and I don't want to see the shoulders go up, but when you inhale and fill up the lungs and hold it for the count of three, count of five, and look as natural as you can, and then silently exhale through your mouth, part your lips slightly and exhale. Do it three or four times. You can sit there while you're being introduced. You can sit there as you're listening to an employee's comments or their feedback or their question. And inhale, look as natural again as I said before, and slowly exhale, and you get the oxygen into your bloodstream. And I actually learned that type of technique of breathing properly by reading about Yul Brynner. He would do that in one of the wings on stage before he'd go out and perform in like The King and I and things like this. So it comes from great recommendations, a great resource.
You have tons of tips for us, our listeners. I really, really appreciate that. Gwen, how do our listeners get in touch with you, and what would you prefer as far as them contacting you?
I think through my website, which is Gwen, G-W-E-N, Resick, R-E-S as in Sam, I-C-K hyphen, R-E-N-N-I-C-H.com, Gwen, Resick, hyphen, Renick.com. And I live outside of Boulder, Louisville, Colorado, and they can notify me that way, or they can even reach me by my office line, which is 303-666-4112. And if they'd like, they can notify me through my website, and I'll start sending them a monthly newsletter, which has got great tips and information that help them transpire into a wonderful leader who can deliver and make a lot of impact.
Yeah, I noticed that you have that. So listeners, get in touch and receive that monthly eBlast newsletter. Become a better speaker. Become a better leader. And Gwen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to our next conversation.
I thank you so much. I've been excited to talk with you as well, Bill. So may God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. Same to you. And again, we're gonna get back in touch with you and let you know when this is edited and up on the air on our podcast very shortly. So thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back after this, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.